NPR.
From the WUFT newsroom, I'm Kristen Shearmont Spina. Governor Ron DeSantis signed his eighth and final budget on Monday, and he vetoed $800 million from a budget of $114.5 billion. The signing comes 2 days before the fiscal year is set to begin, and after a legislative battle over spending led to a stalemate that required a May special session. The budget includes more than $30 billion for K-12 schools, which is more than last year. The funding also sets aside $1.5 billion to boost teacher pay and $665 million for Everglades restoration projects. DeSantis has touted a reduction in the overall budget for four straight years, as well as reduction in the state budget and a decrease of 1,300 state workers from when he first took office in 2019.
We're leaving it better than we found it. No question that we're stronger. No question that we're fiscally responsible. No question that we've met all the challenges that have come before us.
But Democrats, like House Democratic leader Fentress Driscoll, aren't happy with the outcome. She says her party was disproportionately targeted in the vetoes.
And what's so unfortunate about that is that regardless of whether or not your district is represented by a Democrat or a Republican, there are people of all political stripes in those districts.
DeSantis also signed off on a tax package, which is estimated to cut state and local revenue by $272 million in the next fiscal year. It revives a hunting, fishing, and camping sales tax holiday, which will now run from September through December. The package also moves Florida's annual back-to-school sales tax holiday from July 20th to August 20th, rather than for all of August. In North Central Florida, two organizations received grants to help with financial security. Both Peaceful Paths and Partnership for Strong Families will each receive $20,000 from the United Way of North Central Florida. They made that announcement last week. United Way says the money will specifically target ALICE, or Asset-Limited Income-Constrained Employed Households. These are people who have jobs but may not be in the financial position to handle unexpected expenses, like natural disasters and medical bills. This is Morning Edition from WUFT, NPR News and Talk. I'm Kristen Shearmont Spina. It's 6:07.
The latest weather from the WUFT.